right. Well, it'd be cool to utilize that. And so, yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll have a conversation about it and get some more info.
Yeah, I bought one. They're nice radios. I mean, they really are a nice radio. The programming, the audio, everything is just fantastic on them. You can get them fairly reasonable on the used market, you know, and so it's kind of fun. You know, you just have to search around a little bit. Some of these people on eBay think these things are worth gold. It's just amazing. So I was trying to get the 900 stuff up and running because those repeaters are scattered all over the place. But I researched out of that and played around with the code plug and did some hex editing and all sorts of cool things. And I find out that even though you can get an 800 to go to 900, a 900 doesn't work in 800 because Motorola decides to throw a whole bunch of bandpass filters in it to keep you from going there. So they were trying to keep the radio cool, quiet, which I get, you know, so the bandpass filters are a permanent part of the radio, which makes all of those old retired 800 radios, and there's thousands and thousands of those floating all over the place, worthless, because we being hams, we don't have anything in the 800 spectrum. We got like 902 or 903 to 930 or something like that, and there was never anybody that was really there.